This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Today and yesterday mark 100 years since the Tulsa Race Massacre. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the solemn days in an emotional, graphic speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
This was not a riot. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood District, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood District. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
China's government says its chief trade envoy has talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, but it gave no indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. The Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen talked by video link, discussing the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern. He gave no details. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor, Donald Trump, who raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Russia's upper house backed legislation Wednesday expected to be used to ban allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running an election, the latest move in a crackdown on the opposition. This is VOA News.